This is KNKX. After an eventful Seattle storm season ended with an overtime loss to Phoenix in the second round of the WNBA playoffs, a lot of decisions lie ahead for the four-time champs. We hear more from KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel. Art, the top question in this offseason is the future of Sue Bird, soon to be 41. Do you think she'll play one more year or retire?
I don't even think she knows right now, which is understandable because she just went through a very rigorous season. They finished fourth in the league at 21-11. It wasn't what they had hoped, but things went south as soon as Breanna Stewart hurt her foot in a game September 7th. She's been the MVP of the league, and once she went out for the season, things started to fade as far as title chances. But I think it's really hard for an athlete in pro basketball, men or women, to play beyond age 35. It's the mental grind of trying to get the physical body ready for the rigors of another season that just really wears down most athletes at that age. But I have to say that Sue Bird's skills have declined only a little. She's still a very, very good player, and she's not just hanging on. I'm guessing she'll retire, but I'll be real happy to be wrong about that.
Right. Well, her future isn't the only question mark for the Storm. Breanna Stewart and Jewel Lloyd are, like Sue Bird, free agents, right?
Right. Yeah. They've got a lot of decisions to make, the players themselves and the team as well. I think Stewart said in her postseason comments that she's inclined to return because she's had such a great experience here. And I think Bird certainly would come back to Seattle and not go anywhere else. Lloyd is a little bit more of a mystery because I think she'd like to try the free agent market because she played so well this year that I think she'd like to see what her value is. And certainly the Storm can bid for her in free agency, but I think she thinks she deserves top dollar, and she's right. She is somebody that every team in the WNBA would want. The three of them did a remarkable thing this year. They led the U.S. Olympic team to its seventh consecutive gold medal in the Tokyo Olympics. And while that was a great thing for the three of them and for the U.S., it took a toll on the Storm. The Olympic break really was disruptive. The Storm had a 16-5 record before the Olympic break and 5-6 thereafter. And they'd also gone through a previous disruption when Dan Hughes surprisingly retired as head coach. They promoted Noel Quinn, but anytime you have a midseason coaching change, it's difficult to manage. So this year really was a difficult enterprise, and to do as well as they did, I thought, was fairly remarkable.
Given all that's happened, what is your highlight of the season this year?
Well, it happened not with the Storm directly, but with their leader, Sue Bird. To me, one of the great things in Seattle sports history was the fact that she was named one of two flag bearers for the U.S. delegation that entered the opening ceremony in the Tokyo Olympics. That's such a high honor. I hope people remember that because it is a salute from the other athletes who vote on the flag bearers. It's such a gesture of respect for her 20-year career, not only in the WNBA, but also her collegiate career and her Olympic career. So that's the most memorable thing I think I've seen a Seattle athlete receive.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at knkx.org or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.